Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 5 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business, making $100,000 within the next 90 days. And today is day number 5, and we're going to go over the things that I've learned and what I've accomplished. And yes, I know, I understand, it's a late day, it's a late night. In addition to that, there's always value when you are showing up. And I was battling with myself. I was like, should I go live? Should I stream? Should I just explain and share what I've learned over the last 5 days? And I was like, I don't want to do it. Like, I'm literally in my head. I don't want to do it. And it hit me. I'm like, what if, since I'm doing a challenge, I need to make the time to do the challenge. So that's what I'm doing. I'm making the time to make the challenge. And so it's been an amazing day so far. It's 9:51 right now p.m. and we going live, we streaming live late at night, and this is pretty good. So let me get into what I've discovered within the last couple of days and why the discovery is so important. So let me go ahead and get my pen out. I'm going to share my screen. Let me know in the comments if you like the background or you think the background is too much. Let me know. So let me pull this up. All right. There we go. For those of you that's joining, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that like button and comment below on if you think I'm going to achieve this goal of making $100,000 within the next 90 days. Comment the goal down below. I love to see it. I love to read it. Let's see. Okay, there we go. Alrighty. All right, so let me go ahead and share my screen. Make sure that's the right one. Yep, that's the right one. Let me scoot over. There we go. All right, so excuse me. All right, let's get to it. Most important thing that I discovered within the last 5 days is a type of business that I'm in, right? So I'm in the podcast business, right? But what does that look like? Like, what is my goal to make money? Is it just me podcasting, me getting on camera, me interviewing people, me having a conversation with others? And well, my biggest challenge was identifying what this business is or how it could be a business. And so going through different programs, going and learning more about business and understanding that, yes, to launch your podcast, make sure I got it right. Okay. To launch your podcast,
For those of you that's listened to the Failures Knowledge Podcast, I'm writing on my whiteboard, my white paper, and I'm just writing about what I'm speaking about right now. So when you launch your podcast, you need to grow your podcast. Grow podcast. And then make money from it. I'm going to put dollar signs. Make money from it. I'm like, how are you able to make money from podcasting? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Well, at least it didn't make sense to me for the last half a decade. Then I started learning more about business and so on and so forth. I digress. And I'm trying to figure out how these three things make money. How does launching your podcast, growing your podcast, making money from your podcast? Why? Like, how can that be a business? What I discovered during this time is that these three right here, they don't necessarily have a lot of pain behind them. Like, for instance, if you have a phone and you have a camera, you can record your podcast. Like, I got asked today, I've been thinking about launching a podcast, and like, I don't know how to. And I proceeded to ask, do you have a phone? They said yes. I said, okay, can you record yourself on your phone? She said yes. I said, you have your podcast? She said, what do you mean? Going live right now, right out there, is crazy. She said, what do you mean? And I proceed to communicate. I say, well, you know, it don't take too much to launch your podcast. If you have a phone and your phone has a camera, you can record yourself. But you just have to practice recording yourself. A lot of people are not comfortable recording themselves. When I started podcasting half a decade ago, I wasn't comfortable recording myself. How do you get comfortable recording yourself? You record yourself. Now, as simple as that sounds, it is not easy. Because you have to be comfortable with your voice. You have to be comfortable with the delivery. And most importantly, you have to be comfortable with the way you sound. So launching your podcast isn't necessarily a challenge. It's not that difficult. Well, when you start practicing to get comfortable on camera, okay, well, you're building your confidence. Okay, well, how do you grow your podcast? Okay, you get comfortable on camera, you start making a lot of videos. Well, how do you grow it? You make more videos. You make more podcasts. As you're making more podcasts, you're getting comfortable. You're building confidence to grow your podcast. I'm like, okay. How do you make money from your podcast? Well, when you launch your podcast and you're able to be comfortable on camera, all right, and then you grow your podcast to having an audience and people learn more about who you are, what you support, and so on and so forth, and then you work with your audience or you bring value to your audience. I remember my first time making any money for podcasting is that I helped somebody launch their podcast. And I'm like, when I helped them with the skill that I already had, I developed a level of understanding that I did not know I had. I was doing my first 90-day challenge, and I was like, yeah, I just got my first customer, and I was excited, I was stoked, and the payment didn't go through. And I'm like, how did the payment not go through? The payment didn't go through like 10 times. And it was stressful. But what I didn't recognize was that I was onto something. And then over time, I start to recognize that, okay, it's not just about launching your podcast. What do you do after you launch your podcast? Okay, what do you do to have a business around it? It's understanding that you're in a podcast business. You're in the business of podcasting. What does that mean? You're in the business of media. What does that mean? You're in the business of social media. What does that mean? You're in the business of hearing stories, of sharing stories. People like to hear stories. See, when you're on a podcast and you're sharing your experience, that this is the lesson that people are looking to learn. But many times in life, what I discovered is that this right here, all three of these are challenging without confidence. Without confidence. Why is that challenging? That's challenging because if you don't have confidence in your message, if you don't have confidence in your story, if you don't have confidence in yourself, your podcast won't make a difference. You see, it took me a long time to recognize that my podcast was making and bringing value to others. Okay, but I just don't want to bring value to others. Well, I do want to make and have a business. I do want to make some money from it. But then that's when I start to recognize that, okay, it's not the how that's the struggle. Because once you learn how, okay, how do you learn how to ride a bike? Well, you get on the bike and paddle it. Well, it's not that easy. First, you have to balance it. You have to balance yourself. When you get on, you're going to fall over a couple of times. Failure is knowledge because you learn not to fall as much. And so you get on a bike, you're riding, and you fall again. Then you get back up. See, how you learn is that you get back up and get onto the bike again, and you have to learn how to balance yourself on the bike. You see, the training wheels are off, and the person that's pushing you is no longer pushing you. You have to paddle yourself. You see, once you learn how to paddle yourself, your bike becomes more balanced. Your bike becomes more faster, and your confidence starts to build a little bit more. And then it goes from balancing the bike on two wheels to balance your bike on one wheel. I was in Tampa. I'm on the highway. I'm about to get on the freeway, and I look to my right and I see a couple kids riding a bike on one wheel. But it wasn't an ordinary bike. It was an electric bike. And I'm telling you, this bike was really going fast. This bike was going fast. What does this have to do with the challenge? This has everything to do with the challenge, because if people don't have confidence in their story, their business will never be spotlighted because their story is not being shared. And it took me a long time to recognize, I'm like, oh wait, it takes a longer amount of time for others to build confidence within themselves. And so what if I change, but focus on building confidence? Because now, let's just say I help you launch your podcast, I'm helping you build confidence in launching your podcast. Okay, now when it's time for you to grow your podcast, I'm helping you become more confident in growing your podcast. And when it's time to make money from your podcast, I'm helping you be more confident in charging for your audience. And it took me a long time to recognize that. But over the last couple of days, I discovered a lesson that was so important. It's the podcast business that's spotlighting businesses so that they can start sharing their story and get more customers to grow their business. How do you grow your business if a story's not attached to it? It's the spotlight that makes a difference. It's the spotlight that brings value. It's the spotlight that brings awareness to business owners' businesses. Why? Because if you don't have a spotlight, if you don't have a podcast or you're not on podcast, nobody knows your story. No one knows your story. And today is so important because I went to an event. As I'm looking at the event, looking at the interaction, I'm like, man, this is a great event. And as I'm looking at it, what's been spotlighted? The businesses is getting spotlighted because the spotlight is on the speaker. Come on now. And I was like, oh my goodness. I think I figured it out. A spotlight is not just one platform. A business spotlight, you just don't go into one particular place and say, hey, I'm a business. No, 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 no. You go into a place, and as you go into an environment, you say, I have a story. That was the thing that I was missing. I'm helping business owners share their story so they can have more customers based off the story that they're sharing. And I sound like a pastor. I sound like a pastor. Let me tell you why, because it's starting to make a lot of sense to me now. It's starting to make a lot of sense to me now. We went to a marketplace. Went to a marketplace. And I'm walking, I'm looking, and as I'm looking, I see a lot of businesses selling like whatever they have to sell. They have, let's just say they have pens, they have notebooks, they have, like, to be honest, it was a lot of businesses out there. And I cannot even name all of them. I can't even remember none of them. None of them. Wait. Mine is the ones that we went to. I can remember the ones that we went to because we physically went into them. Nonetheless, the different businesses that was there, it's like, what do you go? Why should you go here? What's the purpose behind it? And like, what's the goal? You know, I don't even know the business that was there. And so picture this. This is a little tent thing. You got a building right here. You got the same building right here. And you got a different building right here. And as I'm looking at it, so for those of you that's listening to the podcast, I just drew a visual image of what I'm speaking about. I have triangle and a square underneath. I have four of those. And then right to the last one, I have a triangle and a circle on it. So what makes a business stand out, in my opinion, is that they do something different than the other businesses. Or they share a different thing that a lot of people will not know about them. I literally clicked on this video this morning and it says something about Jimmy John. And I'm like, wait, Jimmy John is a whole person? Jimmy John the pizza, like the pizza. It's a whole person. It's a whole person. And as I'm watching it, I didn't even watch the video. I just clicked it because of the name, Jimmy John's. Wait, Jimmy John's is pizza, right? Like, if I'm not mistaken, Jimmy John's is pizza. And as I'm looking at it, I'm like, why out of all businesses, we're on this marketplace, this is the marketplace. This is the marketplace. That's the marketplace, right? So as I'm looking at it, I'm like, what's different about these businesses? Like, there's a lot of businesses, don't get me wrong, but like, what's getting my attention? I'm literally looking at what they are advertising, what they're promoting, what they're doing, and so on and so forth. Most importantly, what they're selling as well. And as I'm looking at it, I'm like, They say different things, but nothing was sticking out to me. We're reading the sign. Let's just say you got a red box. Let's just say on the drawing right here, you got, we're going to say there's red.
we gonna say that's
no, not that one.
That one's blue. This one purple. That one yellow. That one blue turquoise. Turquoise. However you spell turquoise. That's not how you spell. That is not how you spell turquoise. That is not how you spell turquoise. How do you spell turquoise? That is not how you spell that. I digress. I'm looking at it and I'm like, what's different about it? I see, you can see inside the building, you can see everything. What made a difference is that we actually just went into one. Hey, babe, what do you want? I want chicken. You want chicken? Oh, what place say chicken? You go into the chicken place and you get chicken. The only difference was that we wanted chicken. It wasn't the fact that the chicken stuck out to us. It was more so of we wanted the chicken. I don't even remember the name of the restaurant. And as we are there, I'm starting to recognize the importance of spotlighting a business owner's story. A business looks like all the other businesses because I don't know them, customers don't know them, and people don't understand what they are about. And it was confusing to me. That's when it hit me that I'm doing this challenge, this 90-day challenge for the fourth time to grow a podcast business making $100,000. And it's through the business spotlight to spotlight business owner stories so they can have more customers, learn more about themselves / businesses. Oh, the spotlight bring you out in front of people and say, hey, this is who I am. Hey, this is what I believe in. Hey, I'm at this location at this time. Come visit me. And now, like, to be honest, like, I wasn't even expecting to, like, get that thought process to me now. But it really just make a lot of sense. In order for businesses, yeah, I marked through the yellow. So what? In order for the businesses to succeed, a spotlight has to be on them. A spotlight has to be on them consistently. I'm like, wait, this 90-day challenge is putting a spotlight onto me. Wait, I'm practicing what I'm teaching. The business spotlight has to be spotlighted on the business owner. You see, at Failure's Knowledge Podcast, the business owner is being spotlighted because the business owner is spotlighting the business owner's story. And I'm like, it makes sense. It makes sense now. Now I believe for my fourth attempt to grow a podcast business, making $100,000 within the next 90 days, I believe now I can do it. Because I'm no longer just selling how to launch your podcast, how to grow your podcast, and how to make money from your podcast. I'm now selling one thing, and that's helping business owners spotlight their story so they can have more customers and learn more about them. What? What?
I don't know where this was going, but to be honest, I'm glad it went this way because I literally just it make a lot of sense to what I'm doing. It make a lot of sense on how I can hit this goal. It make a lot of sense of why this thought just came across my head. You see, you have to, if you a business owner, let me know in the comments what type of business you have. Spotlight your business in the comments and share your mission behind your business. You see, at Failure's Knowledge Podcast, we empower and inspire everyone to become their own somebodyness. You see, for you to become your own somebodyness, you have to be out in the spotlight. Oh! Come on. Come on. Come on. Why? Because people need to connect with the business owner. And not the product, not the business model, not the marketing scheme, but your story. We was listening to New Edition, and it hit me. I'm like, how did I start listening to New Edition in the beginning? Like how? They literally came out before I was born, or early. I don't know when they came out. But when I was younger, and I think I was in middle school. I believe I was in middle school. I watched a series on BET. And this series had the story behind New Edition. And then I became a fan of New Edition without even knowing I'm a fan of them. You see, the dance that they did and the routine that they did, I saw it because of a movie. I saw it because of a series that they produced. Rigo, handyman. Handyman. You know this whole time, Rigo? I did not know. I saw it on your Facebook a couple times. A handyman. Rigo, what's your mission behind being a handyman? Good to see you as well, brother. With the New Edition story came out, this music group blew up because more people was able to hear their story. They literally, their story was spotlighted. Like, I didn't even recognize that. I didn't even recognize it. It was spotlighted in a way where a lot of people can watch it. Well, a lot of people can be entertained behind it. And when you really, like, I got to watch it again. Because I'm like, dang, like, that's when I became a fan. I became a fan when I heard the backstory of their success. Not their success and them selling the music, but they were sharing the story. To help everyone with issues. Rigo, yes, sir. Rigo handyman to help everyone with issues. Amen. That is a powerful mission, bro. I appreciate you for sharing that. It's the story that I'm learning that's getting spotlighted. Yeah. Until people are, hold on, let me get it right. Until your story or your, I want to say this right. This is going to be good. Hold on. Until your business, no. Until your story of the business gets spotlighted, a lot of people won't understand the reason behind your mission or the reason behind your business or the reason behind. Rigo, you Jacob Moultrade, master of some. Yes, sir. I like how you actually just made me think about the Crossing Church. And when you walk into the auditorium, they literally have their mission statement on the wall. That's really creative. you start to see things as very subtle, and it starts to make sense a long time, like after the fact. But if you walk in, you would literally see the mission statement right there. I'm in college, and it was a class. What class was it? I think it was human resource. Was it human resource? I think it was human resource. And my professor, she mentioned that every organization has a mission. Every organization has a, what is it called? Has a mission. I think has a mission is most of. I just can remember mission. And then she asked me, since I was in the Marine Corps, what was the mission behind the Marine Corps? I'm like, huh, good question. Never knew it. And then I looked it up, and I recognized the mission statement was the statement that we were saying in boot camp. And it was honor, courage, commitment. I said, they don't go. I said, they're good. They instilled. Oh, is it called the mission statement? Mission statement. Yeah, I think it's. If memory serves me correct, I think it's called the mission statement. But for some reason, it's not sounding right. I digress. Every night before we went to bed at boot camp, it was honor, courage, commitment. And I was like, they had us say that every single day. And I only know it because we had to say it every single day. The business spotlight highlights the story behind the business so that the customers or the people can learn more about the person. The person is what makes a difference. The person is what makes the connection. The person is what's getting spotlighted. And it took me a long time to recognize that throughout the Failures Knowledge podcast. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know what this live is going to be about. Like, it just. You ever do something and then you went in without even knowing what the goal was behind it? I know you're supposed to always have a goal. Like I had a goal was to go live and just to explain and express what I've learned over the last couple of 5 days. In addition to that, there's lessons that's coming out as I'm communicating, and them lessons that's coming are different. They're different. I gotta go back and look at these notes. Cause I think I have my business now. I seriously think I believe I have the business now. God, dog. Yeah, I think I got the business now. You know how you just talk about something that just makes sense? It makes sense. Okay, this is day 5. Of the 90-day challenge, and I think explaining it and talking about it out loud gave me like a great thought process behind the yeah, bro. Yes, sir. Praying for that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, bro. I think I just got clarity as well. I think this is what it's really actually called. Oh, no. Okay, so what I'm going to do is day 5 of 90-Day Challenge to Grow Podcast Business. And I believe this time I'm going to hit this goal based off my fourth attempt of me gaining a better understanding, having more direction, and having more clarity behind the business I'm looking to pursue and to grow. And to be honest, I think I'm going to call this one short. I gotta sit in the thoughts right now because I literally think a light bulb just went off in what I was communicating with. And yeah. So let me know in the comments if you enjoyed day 5 and what I spoke about spotlighting your story, your business, and how people who are customers or who are potential customers, when they start to learn more about you, your mission, your goals, they get more interested, or they get more involved with your business, because it's not just about the business, it's about the person behind the business. And when the person behind the business gets spotlighted, people start to learn more about the person. Not only the person is tied to the business, they naturally just learn about the Fair Use Knowledge Podcast because it's naturally tied to me. That's crazy. So let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway so far. And I'm going to see y'all for day number 6 tomorrow. And hopefully, I won't be having like a moment of like, dang, like that actually makes sense. I don't know what it's called, but it's called whatever it's called. Hopefully, it goes from like doing. Oh, before we get off, I did not. So my goal was to reach out to 30 people every single day just to ask, like, hey, as a business owner, what is your biggest challenge when it comes to getting new? No. The first question was, have you ever tried to spotlight your business through podcasting? That's the first question. The second question is, what is your biggest challenge getting new customers? And the third question is, what is your budget? The third one was, what is your budget? Why I forget that? And I only got 9. I only reached out to 9 people today. And I supposed to reach out to 30 people every day. It's funny how you get clarity when you're delirious. That's the word I was looking for. When you're delirious. Rico, man, it came out of nowhere. Shout out to Rigo, handyman. You say, to help everyone with issues. Hey, man, I just had an issue. You just helped me out. So I'll see y'all tomorrow for day number 6. And yeah, we're going to get to it. My goal is to reach out to 30 people every day to get feedback. And then once I get, 20 different feedbacks. I have 1 right now. I got 19 more to go. Then I know how to tailor my messaging to help entrepreneurs get more customers and spotlight their business through podcasting. Rigo, bro, I appreciate it, man. I'll see y'all next time.